course, that means it's an opportunity for us to welcome in again the members of the staff of the City of Bartlesville for this edition of City Matters, and also live on Facebook Live, so you can check that out on the K1 Facebook page. And so we are welcoming, first of all, as usual, the stand-in master of ceremonies for the program, City Clerk Mike Bailey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Charlie. Acting at best, as usual.
Well, and you are a good actor, too. I'm just not sure of the script they gave you.
Unfortunately, they let me write my own. Uh-huh. That's probably the first mistake. Okay. Somebody else should probably be in charge of this, really.
Well, I'll leave that up to the city's legal counsel or Mr. Gordon as appropriate.
Well,
By the way, you made the announcement last week at the city council meeting that Mr. Gordon has been seen around the hallways of City Hall.
He has. In fact, he was texting me this morning. He's going to be in a little bit today, so he's starting to finally turn that corner, I think.
And okay.
He's going to be back at work as much as he can now.
Well, good. Hopefully, within a short time, he'll climb the stairs to the K1 studios, and we'll welcome him back to the airwaves.
Welcome him back in. I think he's looking forward to it. I suspect he's listening right now, which means he's likely cringing as we talk about him, because he loves to be talked about, as you know.
I think we all do in a favorable manner, I think that's what we've done so far. Good morning, if you happen to be listening. We'll also wish our state senator a happy birthday today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a good morning, I believe it was 12 degrees was what I was greeted with the first thing this morning.
Well, if you were greeted with 12 degrees, your thermometer was higher than the one that I was reading. I was looking at 6 in here.
It was definitely a chilly morning.
Yes, it was.
But I believe it's supposed to warm up a little bit today, which
the forecasted high 45. We'll see a forecasted high, and I again attribute these to the Weather Bureau. I have no reason to doubt them, other than weathermen frequently are not particularly accurate. A high near 52 tomorrow, and expected high, I have it here in black and white in front of me, a high near 70 on Wednesday.
Wow. Can you believe that? What a change. And, of course, we live in Oklahoma, and we're used to changing weather.
As the quote attributed to Will Rogers, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it'll change. Yeah.
I had somebody tell me one time that if you live in Oklahoma, you should have clothes for all weather in your car. not at home, with you at all times. And I understand that.
Yes, I do.
But thankfully, it seems a little nicer out, and I believe we missed a majority of the bad weather. We didn't have to have the snow crews out, and the roads stayed relatively dry and clear, which is always good. My children absolutely love the thought of a white Christmas, and I'm the white Christmas Grinch, because I always hate that we have to have guys out on Christmas Day clearing the roads. So
I think it was on his Wonderfulness album, Bill Cosby said, "Never a challenge worse."
Never a challenge worse. That sounds about right. thankfully things, we missed a majority of it. I know they got some bad weather in Tulsa, and it seems like I was even told that there was some to the north of us. So.
I understand. I had, matter of fact, Kerry Cox was on Facebook Saturday night talking about slick roads south of Bartlesville.
Yep. But again, thankfully we missed the vast majority of that. So we're always fortunate, and everybody stayed safe, and I didn't hear any reports of wrecks from that, at least not here.
I did not receive any from the Oklahoma Highway Patrol over the weekend for either Washington or Nevada or Osage County.
That's good news. Well, Charlie,
I only receive reports on wrecks where someone was injured and
injury
they
treated,
you know, so if it was a non-injury accident, I wouldn't have seen it.
Well, and I didn't hear about any either, so hopefully we avoided all of the worst.
Right.
Charlie, switching gears a little bit on you here.
Yes.
The city council is now back up to full strength, which I'm sure you have already reported on.
Always happy to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Last Monday, the city council, they brought to an end a search for the replacement for Dr. Callahan, and appointed Mr. Trevor Dorsey. Trevor is very involved in our community. He serves on the Planning Commission for Lisa Beeman, who's here with me today.
I believe he as of the time he was appointed, he was the chair of that commission.
Actually, he was. And, of course, we only have one council appointment to that, so either he or John will we'll have to find something else to do on that particular night. But he served ably in that capacity. The council, as you know, they received applications to fill this council seat.
I believe seven, but a good number, whatever it was.
We did. We received seven. They interviewed all seven of those over about a two-day time frame. Really had some great applicants. In fact, in speaking with the council, they were impressed, truly impressed. All of the councilmen thought very highly of Mr. Dorsey. They thought very highly of all of the candidates. On Monday night, the council, they had an opportunity to each one of them to express their opinion about who their top candidates were. Oh, you've got video there, Charlie. You got to warn me if you're going to do that.
I did say we're live on Facebook Live if you were listening.
Oh, I was, but I didn't think you were serious. Oh, no. See, now, Charlie, I'm going to actually have to start dressing for the radio. I'm going to switch spots
so we get
you here
your whole head on the video. I was anxious in getting things rolling, so I didn't look out. Like, anyway. Great.
You turned radio into TV, Charlie. Why'd you have to do that to me?
Well, if Rush can do it, so can we.
All right. Well, now I've thoroughly distracted myself. But Trevor has been appointed. One of the questions that we got that I thought was worth answering today was, why? Why does the council choose their own? And the reality is the council doesn't choose their own. We elect the council members. This is a temporary appointment, of course, to fill a vacancy caused by Dr. Callahan when he had to resign to take another job in the Dallas area. So this is just temporary. The entire council will go through an election in November of this year, in fact. So very temporary.
So that means that, and I don't have the dates, but that means that there would be a filing period late this summer, early fall.
Yeah, you're right. I believe it is August.
I wanted to say August, but I was going to leave it up to you in case I was in error.
We'll confirm that when we get a little closer. But yes, I believe it is in August. The election will be in November, and then the council will take their seats in December, whether it's the same council or a different council at that point in time. But
it'll be the one elected by the voters.
And that's right. Whoever the voters so choose. But wanted to welcome Mr. Dorsey. He is going to attend a staff meeting today. We always have directors' meetings and bring the new council members in and give them a chance to meet all of the directors of the City of Bartlesville and sort of get an idea for the scope of our operations. I know that even those who are elected or appointed, we do a lot. Mm-hmm. We cover north, south, east, and west, and everything from parks and rec to public safety. So. It's always good for them to get in that room and meet everybody and give everybody a chance to meet the new council member as well. So we'll be baptizing him in that manner today, and then he'll have his next council meeting probably next Tuesday after President's Day. It's looking likely we'll have that meeting. With that, wanted to move on to one other thing that we believe that the citizens would like to know about. Grand Gateway, and this is very much a Lisa Beeman project because it has to do with planning.
Welcome in, Lisa Beeman.
Thank you.
Grand Gateway, they have a survey open through March 30th of 2018. Mm-hmm. And the City of Bartlesville and Grand Gateway Economic Development Agency are working to complete a statewide long-range transportation plan that will help prioritize the spending of state and federal funds on transportation projects throughout Oklahoma for the next 25 years.
And I don't remember that having discussed in City Council meetings, but I know Dewey City Council has brought it up a number of times, asking people to participate.
Absolutely. Well, and this is very important. They've already done portions of this for other areas within the Grand Gateway District. And just to give the listeners an idea, Grand Gateway is one of 11 regional councils, and these are regional planning councils within the state of Oklahoma. And so they cover Washington County and a number of other counties. So they have already done this plan for other areas within their region. They have now moved into the Washington County area, and public input plays an important role in the development of this plan. So the survey is available online. The online survey can be found at surveymonkey.com/r/wash. WASHCOOK. And if you had a hard time understanding me or typing as fast as I was speaking, this is available on the City of Bartlesville's website on the homepage. There's a story about the Grand Gateway survey.
And Kelly has done that typing for you.
Yep, she has.
Or designee thereof.
Cityofbartlesville.org. However, if you'd like to participate and you don't feel like doing it online or you're not able to do it online, Copies of the surveys to complete by hand are available at local libraries, town halls, and senior centers. So the survey will remain open through March 30th, 2018.
Places like the Bartlesville Public Library or the Adult Center in Dewey.
Right, exactly. And I think it's critical, again, for everybody to understand that this is how the state is going to prioritize spending for the next 25 years. So with citizen input being an important part of this, we would encourage everyone who has an interest to go out and express their opinion on this survey. It's very critical. And Lisa's here, and this is also sort of falls in her realm. I'm stealing all of her thunder. I get to talk
right.
about the cool.
Is there anything that Lisa doesn't have control of?
It's very little. Very little. Just
the
ask
budget.
Her.
The
just
money. They never let me in charge of the money.
Not anymore. We've been there before.
And Lisa, obviously we're friends. I didn't
yes.
meet. Yeah.
No, I understand.
We're good friends. We all know Lisa. I wanted to give everybody kind of a taste. One of the things that Kelly Williams does is she puts together City Beat. And as part of City Beat, there's always a Q&A. And so we get a lot of questions about development around town, and those are some of our number one questions. What's going in over here? What's going on with that lot? They're moving dirt here. So I've got her most recent one. I thought I'd read through a couple of these that we'd gotten questions on, and then encourage everyone, if this is something that you're interested in, to sign up for the City Beat. And again, if you go to cityofbartlesville.org, right on the home page, there's a section there. And you can sign up for City Beat, and it'll be delivered to your email every week. And Kelly does a fantastic job with this. She does. This is just a little sample of what she does. But some of the questions that we'd received lately: is there something going in on the lot just north of the Gusher Car Wash on South Washington Boulevard?
Which, of course, that was the Brahms that was announced
right.
About a year ago. Really,
that's right.
Yeah.
And it's been in underway for quite a while, but they actually do have some. Groundbreaking going on there now, and it'll be a new store, about 6,000 square feet building, and it will have full food and drink service like they have now, but it'll also have an expanded grocery section.
I think it will look closer to, say, the one in Independence on US
right.
75 as compared to the ones we're used to here in town.
That's right. Is it Brahms Market? Is that what they refer to it as, Lisa? So this will be more of their market store, so great news for Bartlesville. Another restaurant, a little bit of news on those. Is there any progress on Popeyes? That's another question that we get often.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bartlesville Development Authority said that this is still on track. And of course, the Popeyes is going in on the side of the former Sooner Motel, which is, I believe it would be fair to say, that's a distressed area. The cleaning that up, demolition and removal of those old structures and replacement with a Popeyes, I think would be great for our community. So at this point in time, the due diligence has been extended on that site, and the officials anticipate closing on the property will occur this spring. So
okay.
It's still moving forward. It's not a certainty yet, but it's closer than it has been. And one of the other things, of course, the Silver Lake Village is our nice new retail outlet over on Adams. And there is some work going on over there on the east side of that. And of course, that gets people excited because that was potentially the location for a new Academy store.
Right.
So we're getting questions about that, people wanting to know if that is going in. The answer, unfortunately, to this one is no. That's not what that is. This is essentially sort of wrapping that up. The property owners to the east need access, and so there are. That's really all that is that the developer is putting in access road for the for all of those property owners to the east, since the Academy didn't go through. So anyway.
And as I recall, the announcement when the Academy chose to back out or not sign the agreement, there is still possibility of something in some future date.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is definitely a possibility. The site is still obviously just as appealing as it ever was with the new development there. So and economics and opportunity will dictate that. But I think at some point in our future, we will see development in that area.
Okay.
But not right now.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully in the not too distant future, but that's not for you or me to decide.
That's right. That's free market economy, isn't it, Charlie? So, and Charlie, with that, we're gonna switch gears just a little bit and talk about probably the biggest election that we've been involved with in the last, I don't know, 4 to 5 years. True, Lisa. And a big part of this election is Parks and Recreation. As you know, we were here last time. I had Keith Henry and Micah Seamers with me, and we talked a lot about the Price Fields. development. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of other parks and recreation projects in that. So
as I look at it, with the completion of the pavilion area, and Lisa was talking about that at the city council meeting last Monday night.
Absolutely.
It was, yeah. We talked about the CDBG project there and trying to continue to make improvements. We finished phase 3 of that, and I think we're getting ready to start phase 4 of that, which will actually involve the construction of a parking lot in the space where the old Art Center building used to be, mm-hmm. which will provide much needed parking for Kitty Park as well as the pavilion. So in this upcoming bond election, that folks will have an opportunity to vote on March 6th, Parks and Recreation is a separate question, asking if the voters would like to allocate certain funding for certain projects.
And so this is something other than an all or none sort of thing.
Yeah. So there's actually 4 questions on there, and Parks is one of the 4. Streets, storm drainage, and city equipment are the other 3. But today I just want to touch a little bit on the park projects, because, you know, we've surveyed the public on many occasions over the last 20 years that I've been here, and what the public and the citizens tell us is they would like us to do a better job of maintaining, improving, and expanding on what we have. And as you know, we've taken steps in that direction. We've done some improvements on many of our fields. Robinwood Soccer Fields has been redone. Mm-hmm. Lee Lake is built out with 2 new soccer fields. We've done some work at Price Fields. And then, of course, we also have stepped up our maintenance of those facilities with additional park staff. So we are listening to that, and that is the direction the Parks and Recreation Department and the City Council are taking. So in this bond election, 78% of the money that is being requested to be used for bond money for Parks and Recreation is to continue to make improvements, to upgrade and facilitate our existing facilities. So, for example, we talked about Price Fields, and I know you talked about that before, but that's the biggest project in that, is to continue, of that bond package, is to continue to make improvements at Price Fields. We've done the 2 north quads. Now we're looking at doing those center quads. Mm-hmm. So that's actually the largest project of all of them. But we are also looking at adding lighting for Daniel Soccer Fields. Those are the 2 large adult soccer fields in Lee Lake, just to the west of the lake. We know at the time we built those, we wanted to put lighting on those, but we ran short of funds. Then there was some thought that maybe we didn't need lighting. I can say that we have, we've applied for some tournaments. We've received, we've been looked at favorably on those tournaments. There have been tournaments that have been held here, but adding lighting to those fields will just further enhance our opportunity to bring tournaments in town. So that allows parents to stay home on the weekends rather than have to drive to other cities with their kids. So that's one of the projects that's important in this package. Another one is Pathfinder Parkway repaving. We try every time we come out to the voters for capital funding, whether it's bond election or capital improvement sales tax, CIP sales tax, to continue to bring forward the need to repave the parkway. It cost about $150,000 per mile for us to repave it and make repairs to this, and we all know what a treasure we believe Pathfinder Parkway is for our community. So again, we've got in this bond election a little over $300,000 for repaving of 2 more miles, mm-hmm. of Pathfinder Parkway. That's a 12-mile system, and so we are continually having to maintain that, and repaving it is key to that. We also would like to invest some money in Johnstone Park with the Kitty Park. They were looking at doing a new park entrance for them and perimeter fencing for them for enhanced security. So there's some funding in there for Kitty Park. And as part of that, we're looking also to have some parking lot and access improvements made to Johnstone Park that we could provide better parking opportunities for Kitty Park. In addition to this 1 new parking lot we're putting in, we're looking at doing some other things that would help for access into the park for Kitty Park, as well as for the new playground that's going in, which is going to be a really nice addition to the park, and I think we'll want to see additional parking spaces put in.
And just as I interrupt you on that one,
no,
parking close to Kitty Park, to me, first of all, is a convenience, mm-hmm. but also if you have an opportunity to park close, it's a safety factor
right.
for the families, right?
Exactly. And right now, you know, if you I know you've a lot of the listeners have been out there, and parking is kind of haphazard, and we believe we can do a better job of making it convenient and safe as well. If, as our listeners may know, there's a little skate park that we put into Johnstone Park. Gosh, it was back in, I think, about
2002, 2003,
somewhere in there, yeah. And it's been well used. It's actually kind of outlived its life cycle now. It was just, those were portable type units that were made out of steel and wood. Mm-hmm. And they're easily vandalized, and the bolts and things get loose, and we've done what we can to keep those maintained, but they've kind of outlived their useful life. So we're actually in this bond election looking for have allocated some funding to do a new community skate park. This would be an in-ground concrete type facility like they have in Pawhuska.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working with Ryan Crane, who's a local skater and a local architect, and he's been working with the local skating community to design something that will meet the needs of a community of our size. So it'd be similar to like what they have in Pawhuska, a little larger than that, but not as large as like what they have in Owosso. So it would be an in-ground facility. We're also looking at doing quite a few parking lot repairs and improvements. We know we have some parking lots that are still gravel, or they're kind of in disrepair, like Sooner Pool parking lot needs mm-hmm. a lot of work. There's a parking lot in Joellen Low Park that needs to be improved, certainly. Johnstone Park has some parking lot repairs and improvement, and the access road needs to be redone. So there's funding in there about, well, I guess actually, if you look at all the parking lot improvements and park improvements and erosion repair, things like that that we're looking for funding for, it's actually right around almost $1.5 million just in those types of things. So it's important that we continually try to maintain what we have. We're also looking to do some work in Douglas Park. It's one of our older parks,
mm-hmm.
And there's a walkway that goes all the way around it. We're replacing the playground equipment in that park right now, and so we would like to repave the walking trail through that. We also have a need for continual replacement of the drinking fountains in the parks and the Pathfinder. We actually have to buy, people kind of laugh when I say it's like $3,500 for a fountain, but it is, because they have to be vandal proof and they have to be frost proof.
Mm-hmm.
And to be clear, nothing is truly vandal proof.
That's true.
However, these
yeah.
are about as close as we
yeah.
can get. They,
yeah.
They can be subject to significant vandalization
yes.
before they're inoperable.
Absolutely.
I'll try to borrow a term from the Watch people, vandal resistant.
Vandal resistant.
That's actually the right term.
Yes,
thank you, Charlie.
Nothing is vandal proof,
yeah.
as we've discovered. Enough time and motivation. And
you, off the subject, but you were talking about that at the conclusion of this past city council meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, there was, in fact, there's been quite a bit of vandalization. Of course, we're going to upgrade. Lisa probably already talked about Johnstone Park restrooms
mm-hmm.
with some vandal-proof, I keep saying it, vandal-resistant fixtures.
Yes.
And things of that nature. So, but certainly if anybody has any information on vandalization and who is doing these things, we will pursue that. So we would love to know, and feel free to reach out to the City of Bartlesville.
918-338-4001 would be the non-emergency phone number for police
right.
dispatch.
Yeah.
And I'll put my Crime Stoppers hat
Absolutely.
On, so you can also call Crime Stoppers 918-336-CLUE. Use the P3 Tips smartphone app. It is 100% guaranteed anonymous under state
Absolutely.
Law. And
right.
anonymity of Crime Stoppers has been tested all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. And, you know, that is really important. I mean, I shake my head every time Bobby Robinson in the park department tells me someone has found it humorous to blow up the toilets in the bathrooms, you know, by fireworks or whatever it is they do. And so because of that, we have to spend more money on the public sector side to upgrade the facilities and try to find things that are more vandal resistant, which are much more expensive for us. So please, anyone who sees any type of suspicious or activity in our parks, please call. Another project we have on our list is solar lighting at Lee Lake. We have the little trail that goes around Lee Lake, and over the last year and a half that it's been in place, noticed there's a lot of people that walk that trail. It's actually the only closed loop walking trail that we have in the city where you can start and end at the same point. And so I see a lot of people out there early in the mornings and in the evenings and throughout the day, especially if you have kids that are out there practicing soccer or whatever, and they're walking the trail. And so we would like to provide some kind of some security lighting for the early morning users and the kind of the late evening users as we get to dawn and dusk. And so we've talked about putting solar lighting along that trail. We have received a grant, and so the money that would be in this bond election would be used to match that grant to provide those solar lights at Lee Lake. And then it's just the rest of it. We have some golf course bunker replacement and repair. And at the Adams Golf Course, we're looking for funding to pay for the materials for the bunker repair, and then the staff would do the work. So, as I said, 78% of all the funds that we're requesting in this election is for repair, replacement, improvement, and upgrade of our existing facilities. There is another project in there that takes up that asks for funding is called the Price Tower Green or the Tower Green Project, and I think we're actually going to talk about that on a separate occasion. But it is actually the development of kind of a small green space in downtown Bartlesville to kind of act as a kind of like a town square. A lot of older communities or older towns had town squares, mm-hmm. where people came together.
Grew up in one.
Yeah, and they're charming. They're yeah. really nice. It's a place for people to come together. And we've just never had that in our downtown area because of the way the city was built. And so this would provide kind of that green space, that kind of public square area where the public could come together for an assortment of things, whether those be festivals or like Indian Summer Festival or the Hot Street Party, where we could have music, outdoor music like OK Mozart, which is now OKM.
Right.
I think that they've looked at how do we rebrand for a growing and changing community. And I think that's what's important is that in parks and recreation, as in planning, we have to look at our demographic and say, how is that changing? How is it growing? What do we need to do to keep our community alive and attractive for not just retirees to want to come here, as we've been very successful over many, many years for that, but how do we make our community attractive for young people to want to move here and live here and raise their families here? So that's what this package is about. And so I hope people will, you can go to www.cityofbartlesville.org. There's an FAQ about the bond and the projects in it, as well as I think there's a Facebook page, GO Bartlesville. And I think that will provide you links to other websites that provide information.
And as you said, we'll cover some more information on that proposal in an upcoming program. That green space would be approximately between the Price Tower and the community center. That's the general area we're talking
yes.
about.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, again, more later.
Well, and Charlie, this is essentially part two of our three-part deal on this. We'll have one more radio program before we have the election, but the election is March 6th. If you're not registered to vote, unfortunately, it's now too late.
The deadline has passed, yeah.
However, if you are registered to vote, we encourage everyone to get informed. First off, to get informed. Second off, to vote from there.
Yeah.
But as you look through this list of projects, you can see a focus in here. But we believe this is a good balance between improvements, repairs, and new additions. One of the things that we've discovered and that we've heard throughout this process is that people want things that will keep kids out of trouble. Mm-hmm. And we see a significant investment in this, in those types of activity. We've got soccer, baseball, and skate parks, and whether my child skates or if I skate or not, we believe that it's important that these kids have these activities to keep them out of trouble. There's definitely a focus on that. So. We're really excited about this. We are out speaking, and we're glad to speak to any group that would like to hear more about it. We believe that public education on this is critical. So,
And I know there is a group of folks that are available to speak. If someone would like to schedule something, do they contact you? Do they go through David? Who do they?
Well, there's a couple of different things. The City of Bartlesville staff, of course, we can't go out and advocate on behalf of the bond, but we're glad to go out and provide information. If someone would like to hear more about why they should vote yes, then they can schedule that through David King or David Austin, or they feel free to, they can contact Lisa or myself, and we'll put them in contact with that group as well.
We'll schedule that. Actually, I've got it scheduled for a Thursday morning community connection.
Fantastic.
They can talk more about that.
And they can talk more about that then. So, all right. Well, Charlie, unless you need us anymore, then I think that Lisa and I have covered everything we came here to cover.
So. Okay. Well, thank you very much, both of you. Again, Lisa Beeman and Mike Bailey in this morning for a community connection and Facebook Live on AM 1400 K1. Insure your home, car, boat, health, life, and business all at one place. Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5400.